Dr. Barton, what is a hernia?
A hernia is something that occurs when tissue bulges through an opening in our muscle layers, typically in the abdomen or in the groin. These can occur kind of at birth. Those are congenital type hernias that we're born with. And then there are other hernias that occur from muscle weakness due to things like heavy lifting or from obesity, or even pregnancy can cause them. Other times that you can get hernias are when you have prior surgery and you have an incision. You can sometimes get hernias there where the tissues are weak.
How do you know you actually have one?
Typically, people that develop a hernia, what patients will notice is that they'll have kind of a visible bulge in the area that the hernia develops. And this will be especially noticeable when you're straining or when you're coughing or lifting something. And you may experience pain or pressure sensation in that area as well. Sometimes when hernias become a more urgent problem, they can cause things like abdominal pain or nausea and vomiting. And in those situations, that's when it becomes a little bit more of an emergency where bowel can get stuck in the hernia, and that would require more urgent surgery for those types of situations.
Do they impact men more than women?
Hernias are typically more common in the groin in men, although women do get them as well. We do tend to see more male patients in our population in the office, but women do also get them. In particular, I do see a lot of patients in my office who are young women who have had children, and during their pregnancies, from kind of the laxity of the muscles in their abdominal wall, they can develop a little hernia at their belly button or their umbilicus, and they get an umbilical hernia. Typically, those are patients that I follow very closely, and if they develop symptoms or once they're finished with having children, we can set them up to repair the hernia.
Can you live with them, or do you always need surgery?
Certainly hernias are something that you can live with, but all hernias should be kind of evaluated by a surgeon and followed by one. So hernias that are not causing any symptoms can be undergoing what we call watchful waiting by your surgeon. And what that means is really you just have consistent follow-up like you would for high blood pressure or diabetes with your family doctor. If you have a hernia that's not causing any problems, it should be thought of as more of like a chronic problem where your surgeon kind of follows it and decides with you if you develop symptoms or any problems that would require surgery.
Aren't there any over-the-counter measures that can help?
There's something called a truss and a hernia belt, and basically what these are devices that patients often will ask if they can fix their hernia in any way without surgery. So the short answer to that is not really. A hernia can't be repaired without an operation. So these trusses or hernia belts have been developed, and they're things that patients will use to try to relieve the symptoms of their hernia until they decide they'd like to move forward with an operation. So in some situations, they can reduce symptoms. However, they don't fix the hernia, like I said. And the problem with them can be that you can actually have some associated nerve injury or other complications of the hernia if they're not properly fitted or worn.
Okay, now it's time to talk surgery. What are the options?
When I see a patient in my office, usually what I'll do is I'll evaluate them with a simple physical exam. So we would start by just inspecting your abdomen and seeing the site of the hernia. We would be talking about any symptoms that you're having and really kind of work together to figure out if those symptoms are from your hernia. On the exam, it's pretty straightforward. Usually I'm able to kind of feel with my hands if there's a bulge in a particular area that's consistent with a hernia. When we talk about fixing these hernias, there's a couple different ways we can approach that. There's open surgery, which is where we would make kind of a larger incision over the site of the hernia. And then there's what we call minimally invasive surgery, which is what I'm trained in. Minimally invasive surgery has two kind of arms to it. One is laparoscopic and one is robotic assisted. So with both of those types of surgeries, we're talking about making kind of small incisions in the abdomen at sites away from the hernia and then using small instruments in order to fix the hernia.
How do you decide which surgical procedure is best?
When I see a patient who has a hernia that's large enough or in a particular location, based on the size and location, I can decide what the best approach is, whether that's with an open surgery or laparoscopic or robot. The benefits with the robot and the main difference between it and laparoscopy is that the robot is a new technology that affords better cameras that allow close-up, crystal-clear 3D images of your anatomy. So as the surgeon, I can make small incisions in the abdomen, and I can insert small ports and small instruments, and then I would sit at a special console in order to complete your surgery. And with the robotic-assisted surgery, every hand movement that I make as your surgeon is then translated by the robot in real time, and the instruments of the robot inside the patient can bend and rotate inside the body with precision under my control and direction so that the hernia can be repaired. So the benefits to doing it that way are really that patients typically will have less pain, which means less narcotic use. They can typically get back to their normal activities and work more quickly. And we can often place mesh for their hernia in better locations that way in the abdomen.
Are all of the robot systems alike, or is there something new?
So there are two different platforms that we have available at St. Mary, and those are called an SI robot and an XI robot. Basically, the main difference is just kind of some advancements in the technology. So that is better camera viewing, better instrument control, better movement of the instruments with the patient and the bed that the patient is on. And this allows for us as surgeons to be able to use the most advanced and up-to-date technology and offer that to our patients in order to get the best outcomes for them.
Finally, I hear a rumor that you're a local girl.
I am. So I'm really excited to be practicing here in the area. I grew up in a town outside of Philadelphia in the greater suburbs of Philadelphia, and my family still resides there. I left for a little bit and went to Penn State to do my undergraduate training, and then kind of came back to the area where I completed a master's degree and then medical school at the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. And there I made connections and stayed there to do my general surgery residency, which I completed a five-year training program in. It's been really nice because I've been able to stay in my community and meet lots of other colleagues and patients and primary care physicians and be able to really give back to some of the people in the area that I grew up.
Dr. Barton, we are glad you stayed. Thanks.